I love Thomas. He's one of my favourite biblical characters. But I think that he's been the victim of more than 2,000 years of bad press. For a start, we never refer to him as Thomas the Twin, or Thomas, also known as Didymus. And despite some earlier appearances in the Gospels which paint him in a very different light, the Church has focused his entire CV on this one Gospel encounter and branded him Doubting Thomas. I note that we haven't been nearly so callous with the other disciples. Peter, for instance, escaped being known as the Denier. But oh no, he gets to be the Rock. No such luck for Thomas. He is Doubting Thomas. Paula Gooder, in her book This Risen Existence, points out that doubt is a misused word. She writes, "It is the word that stands precisely between belief and unbelief. It is not weighted more to unbelief than to belief. It simply marks a lack of sureness." She goes on, "Doubt can be seen as the antithesis of worship, but it is not. We worship not out of our certainty, but out of our response to God. Fortunately, we do not have to comprehend everything about God and God's relationship with the world before we worship. In fact, sometimes it is our doubts that can draw us deeper into the mystery of God. And from deep within the mystery of God, the only possible thing to do is worship." And so that's why we have paired the reading about Thomas with the theme of hope.